When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. It's the uncensored match build-up show, Liverpool versus Sevilla in the Champions League.
Revenge.
Potentially. The Champions League is back. European night, proper ones, not qualifying rounds or whatever, are back. And I'm feeling...
I love that though. Everyone's like that. It's a massive game with the quali. And then it's like, fuck the quali. It's nothing. It's all about the group stages. Group stages mean nothing. It's about the round of 16 or whatever.
The round of 16 and so on and so forth. Because everything that's happened before is rubbish, and everything new, fresh, and shiny is amazing. Which is good attitude to have, because it means we don't have to talk any more about the shambles of the weekend. So yes, Chris Pajak is of course here, Ross Chandler here, and John Machin as well. Let's get into it, Chris. I think at the very simplest, to move the story forward from the weekend, as it were, it is very good that we've got a game so quickly, because it means we just get to refocus our efforts.
We have to, don't we? You know, there's no time to wallow in self-pity or anything.
There's enough time for that.
But not for the footballers. You know, they'll have been back in this morning. They'll be planning for the game at the week on Wednesday night and stuff, and that's the way it should be. You know, when you take a hiding like that, you want the game to come as quick as possible. And the fact that it's a huge game as well, I think, is better for us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a team that we know quite well. You know, we got beaten by them in the Europa League. There's other things involved in this game. You know, the fans, they'll all remember that midweek game in Basel, and they'll want to get revenge for it as well. I can't wait for this, man. I just want to scream and shout and support my team.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what it's all about, isn't it, Ross? You know, this is what we've been fighting for. This is what we've been playing for, to get ourselves back into this situation where there are games of football that genuinely matter in September, as opposed to having to get your way to a semi-final of a Europa League before you play a game that you care about.
Yeah, like you say, it's the full last season. We all wanted it. We finally got it. Then we had to go through the regression of the qualifying stages, which is nervy at times, but then we get through it, and then you think, you know, this is what the players are playing for. That's what they ultimately, not just us, they wanted to be there as well. So they should be motivated by the fact, you know, we got spanked at the weekend. We're at home to Anfield. The fans will be up for it. Mm-hmm. The severe revenge thing, and the fact that, you know, they've all worked for this, so what's the point in not turning up now and
absolutely
after 12 months hard work?
Absolutely. And Dad, you know, Chris asked me the question. He said, have we got your dad's tickets for the Champions League games this year? I was like, not a chance. That box is getting ticked and fully utilised this season, because look, Champions League is what we're all in it for.
Well, I mean, I do think there's something about Liverpool and the Champions League. You know, I think the fans believe we're special in Europe, and to not be in it is really sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And suddenly we're back, and hopefully this time we'll make a better fist of it than we did last time.
Yeah, absolutely.
We did have a good night in Madrid, though.
We did.
Yeah. Half of the game.
A good few days. The food and drink.
Vino Blanco.
The food, drink, and the people dressed as Bart Simpson made it, like. But other than that, not
yeah,
so much.
The old bull's tails. Tasty.
I mean, if there's one slight positive coming from the weekend, Dad, it's that Mane is going to be really fresh for this game.
Oh, and there's more than that. There's Alberto Moreno, who had the worst game of his life when we played Sevilla last time, is suddenly in his form of his life.
Yeah.
Will he play him? Will he take the chance of playing him against his old club?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's it. Because if there's one thing that we've got we've got a ton of players who are absolutely fit and fresh for this game. And you go, normally be like, we played on Saturday, what are we going to do? No, Mane only played 30 odd minutes, Salah only played 45 minutes.
Yeah, they were pretty well rested, weren't they? And they didn't really do much running around in the game either.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't like they worked dead hard during the game. You know, Mignolet probably did the most running, and that was getting the ball out the back of the friggin' net.
True. It's absolutely true. So, do we expect any surprises, do you think, in this team selection?
Karius in goal. I believe he's now the Champions League keeper.
Where? So
Paul Joyce.
Was it Paul Joyce you said this? Because I couldn't
although,
see
hang from. On a minute. I think it's probably best for me to say this. Tom told me this while we were live, based on a YouTube comment. Have you backed this up since, Tom?
Well, Paul Joyce said it.
When
but did he say it?
Did you have you seen Paul Joyce saying it, or did you read the YouTube comment saying Paul Joyce said it?
YouTube comment saying Paul Joyce said it.
It's still not official. YouTube comments are reporting it. Stephen Gerrard also wished us luck in those YouTube comments. Remember, Tom? And I don't think it was the real Stephen Gerrard. So I must trust we're exact. We're really putting in these YouTube comments. I'm not 100% sure.
Are we? Let's go.
So you've
on
all wrote Karius now, then, yeah.
Let's go on the understanding that it's true.
Yeah,
because I've written it down already.
But these are the teams that you would play. Remember that.
So we're switching up. So this is the team that you would like to see. Okay.
The team you would like to see. Oh my God, Messi.
it's a shout.
Chris Karius, Champions League goalkeeper. That can't fill you with a great confidence.
Listen, if he's the group stages Champions League goalkeeper, I'm sound with that, Paul. Look, you've got to get him minutes at some point.
Yeah.
You know, what's the point in having him and then having to sell him in 4 years because he's not developed? This is the thing that this, you know, he's a long-term investment, and you've got to see it. You see it now where we've got to start acting like a big club, and big clubs have Champions League goalkeepers, and they don't just have people that sit on the bench for 50, 60 games a season because it does nothing for the squad. So what happens when you get an injury? What happens when you get a red card? Nothing happens because you end up throwing in a goalkeeper who's not used to playing in pressure situations. And as big clubs, you are in pressure situations every single game you play, whether it be Burnley at home, whether it's Sevilla at home, all of that. You've got to have a goalkeeper that can come in at the drop of a hat for an injury, for a red card, whatever. And that's what this is about. Whether you think Karius is a good goalkeeper or not, we need to make him better than he is now. And that's the kicker.
Does Danny Ward go on the bench?
Danny Ward absolutely should be starting this game.
Mm. But I mean, but given that he's not.
Why not?
No, because I was actually...
Danny Ward.
Yeah, we'll come to that in a second. Don't be spoilers. It's gone to shit. No, because I was thinking about this, about the three goalkeeper situation, and if Danny Ward doesn't make it on the bench here...
Danny Ward's the League Cup keeper right now.
Wow. Imagine that. Imagine having the wow. Because I was thinking about this, I wonder whether you say to Danny Ward, you know, you may carry the Champions League goalkeeper, but you start being back up for both, if that makes sense. So
I would.
If Karius comes out, you go in there, and if Mignolet comes out for any reason, you become the Premier League goalkeeper, or do you make him? Does Karius become
Karius
the Premier League goalkeeper?
Well, Karius has been on the bench for the Prem, hasn't he, already? So I think he's the Premier League backup right
but
now.
But Champions League hadn't started. You get me? So Karius becomes the Premier League keeper. Does he stay as the Champions League keeper?
No fucking idea, Paul. Don't care either.
Theorise.
We will not see Ward this weekend, this week as the goalkeeper back up in the Champions League. I think it'll be Mignolet. And I think that, you know, Ward's going to get his appearances in the cup competitions this season.
Okay. Interesting stuff. Right, we're going to get the guys on what they think Liverpool's starting 11 should be in a moment or two. But
you
I want
said what you want the starting 11 to be, not what
did.
You think.
Oh God, whatever.
You've it's written a big difference. I put Ward as goalkeeper, who I think should be in goal.
I don't think
there's any chance he's going
to
be
this
in
is what
goal.
You do to us all the time, and this is where you get it from. So it's fucking shipping on the end of it, isn't it, lads?
So anyway, a little mention for everyone watching that we've been nominated for Northwest Football Awards. It's the first time they've had a fan channel section, which is amazing, which is a great recognition for the industry, if nothing else. Sadio Mane is up for the best player. Trent Alexander-Arnold's up for best young player. So you can vote for the Mighty Reds, and you can vote for us as well. The link will be in the video info underneath. We're going to be smashing it on Twitter for the next couple of weeks as well, because we're up against Full-Time Devils, Blue Moon Rising, I'm not even sure a thing anymore, and Toffee TV. So if we lose to any of them, that is basically a disaster. So it's not used to make this a reality. You haven't won an award in a couple of years. We won the FBAs, which was great.
You just said everything I said in the starting 11, but brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, I, you know, this is the thing. We can't be behind Man United. Too much have we been behind Man United over the years, and let this not be the season where Everton start getting ahead of us. So, and also Man City, fuck them. So yeah, if you can get the link underneath, vote for us, and I say vote for the Liverpool players. Let's have a Liverpool clean sweep in the North West.
I've also promised that if we go to it, that I'll wear a Paige Jack-Needs t-shirt. Which everyone wants to see at the North West Football Awards.
Okay. I'm not sure that's so allowed, but that's fine. Go ahead.
I'll wear it underneath like wear a Superman
and
outfit.
Then burst out on stage during the acceptance speech. Okay, defo that. Okay, yeah, that has to happen, folks. Right, let's move on then. So I asked you for what you want the teams to be.
He's a bit older than you, he's not that bad, mate.
More for apologies for the people watching at home. Let's see what you've come up with then.
Oh, I could have done one here, couldn't I?
Three goalkeepers, yeah, you could have done. Three different goalkeepers. So, Dad, you've gone for Ward, Gomez, Matip, Lovren, Moreno, Hendo, Gini, Coutinho, Salah, Firmino, Mane. Ross has gone for Mignolet, Gomez, Matip, Lovren, Milner, Hendo, Ox.
He's put Coutinho in twice there.
Chan.
Mane,
Bobby Coutinho, and I've gone for Karius in goal, Gomez at right back, and then Coutinho in the midfield instead of Gini. Chan. Genie, actually. So there we go. So the goalkeeper things is an interesting talking point, Dad. You've gone for, I mean, you've not mentioned it prior to this point, but let's talk about it anyway. You've gone for Danny Ward.
I think Danny Ward is the best of those three goalkeepers.
Okay.
And I think he should be playing on a regular basis. If I'm asked what I want, he will play Karius because Karius, he's already said he's playing Karius, isn't he?
Yeah. So who was the one who made the suggestion for this change to the...
Some fella in the YouTube comments.
So Paul Joyce definitely said it.
Someone, it was suggested in the comments last week that we should do our
one of our lovely subscribers.
Thank
on
you
YouTube.
Very much. Yeah.
Can't say anything now, can you?
Oh, can you? Thanks for making us the corporate teams that are definitely not going to happen. Ross, Oxlade-Chamberlain?
Yeah, I just think a home game... He needs to start a game. He needs to get on the run, doesn't he? Rather than just coming on the bench, that's another reason he's not there. And I think some players might be low on confidence that took a bit of a hammering. He did play 90 minutes at the weekend, so give him a start.
The interesting thing is here, and you've already done your starting 11 prediction, haven't you? Live, no less. Do you think, Chris, that the Klopp's and Bouvach or whatever's thinking on this is we'll have had this team picked on Thursday or whatever. This team will have been picked and prepped already in advance of this game. So what happened at Man City will have little impact on this? Or do you think there's a temptation because, again, Salah's only played 45 minutes, Mane's only played whatever, that you maybe think, I'll make a couple of tweaks to that because I can?
Yeah, I think he's going to have to make tweaks. I think, you know, the City result does have to impact this starting 11. Now, for me, I think... You know, he was protecting Salah at the weekend such that he can play against Burnley. You know, we've got big games coming up in the Premier League. I think you can probably lose the game, both games against Sevilla and still get out of this group. So I don't think it'll be 100% full strength. That's why I thought Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain would come in. That's why I thought Mane would actually be shifted out to the right-hand side. Bobby, I think, might be rested at the weekend against Burnley as well. I think Sturridge might come in against Burnley, and I think Robertson might come in against Burnley. So that's kind of impacted it.
No shouts for Robertson then?
I think Robertson will play.
Yeah.
I actually think he'll play simply because Moreno was targeted very much by Sevilla in the final, and he will be again, no doubt about it.
Yeah. I think you're looking at Sevilla, and I've not seen a lot, but I did watch the highlights back at the 3-0 win over Ibar at the weekend, and they look kind of like us when they attack to some extent. Loads of quick passes, like playing back heels through to runners, getting late men into the box, attacking things. They've got Nolito in that team as well, and look, he was terrible.
Navas as well.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, he joined, didn't he? Yeah. But they've got, Nolito didn't have a great time at City last year or whatever, but we know he's still got bags of pace. He scored a good goal again, very us, arriving late to the back stick, sticking one in. They're going to cause us problems. Now, interesting this, I had a cursory glance. Sevilla currently third in La Liga. Who are they behind?
Well, it's not going to be Barcelona and Real Madrid, then, is it? If you've asked that question,
that's not an answer, that's the absence of an answer.
Valencia.
Yeah, Valencia and Real Madrid.
We clearly just don't watch any football. It shocked me,
okay,
by the way.
Okay.
Who's top of La Liga at the moment? Antoine?
Barcelona
are top of La Liga at the moment. Yeah, now, who's second in the table? You'll never get it in a million years.
Betis?
It is Real
Sociedad.
Sociedad, yeah, so there you go. But interesting, what is interesting about it is Sevilla doing okay. They've only conceded once in the three league games so far, which makes you think a little bit. But they come up against another team. Istanbul, I had to copy and paste this. Başakşehir, who I didn't know there was another Istanbul team, because there's loads already. They won that 4-3 on aggregate to get through their qualifying group.
They won a 2-1 away, didn't they?
Yeah, so they, I think it was 2-2 or whatever it was. But again, it showed that even though they've been quite tight defensively in the league so far, that they can be got at, as they've seen in European football so far, which I think is a little bit of a crumb of comfort, if nothing else. So, we've had to think about what we think the team's going to be.
I don't go with this idea that it doesn't matter whether we beat them or not, we can still get out the group. I think you go to win your home games, because that's 9 points in the bag.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you need a one good result away then, and you're through.
I
think we'll put our best team out, and I think we'll go for it.
I agree that in normal circumstances, Salah starts on the bench and Coutinho probably comes in for this one. But I wonder whether there is a strong temptation there to put Coutinho into midfield, like we've seen in pre-season, to put Salah out there and put your best foot forward. And let's say get this one, because I think this is the sternest home test by all accounts on paper, isn't it? It's Sevilla. Get that one, and that's a massive 3 points for us. You're right. If worst came to worst, then yeah, you know, you can do all right getting out of this group without taking the severe points. But I'm with you on that, Dad. And if nothing else, we need to. This is what the Hoffenheim game was. The second leg of the Hoffenheim game proved to us all that we were deserving of being in the Champions League. The worst thing Liverpool could possibly do is limp into this one, because all those fears from last time are just going to come flooding back when we were absolutely abject. You know, you can deal with losing to Real Madrid, although the way we did it was just horrendous. But then, you know, we just, like, Ludogorets and Basel, which all of it was just horrible, horrible watching. This team and us as fans could just I think we could really do with a shot in the arm of seeing us put a really great
performance
in.
The difference is that the team that we had last time was clearly never going to do anything very great in that competition. It wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm going into this competition thinking we're going to frighten an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
I think we had Balotelli and Ricky Lambert as a forward last time, and Brini now.
Which is true. We Brini in the Bernabeu, mate.
Yeah, there you go then. And we've got Bobby, Coutinho, Mane and Salah now. So.
Brini and Markovic,
yeah.
Anyway, what score do you think it's going to be, Mr. Pajak?
I think we're going to win by 2-0.
Bastard, that's what I was going to go with. I still can. I have done. There we go, Ross.
I was going to go 2-1. I'll say 2-1.
Okay, go ahead.
3-1.
3-1. I mean, to be fair, we're likely to concede, aren't we? Defensive actions, tip-top as always. But let's just get back to scoring more goals than them, and that'll be phenomenal. I'm excited, boys. It's tough because we're recording this the same day that we've done our final win. We've just spent an hour talking about the Man City game again. And as much as we came out reasonably upbeat off the end of it, after all was said and done, it is tough. I think by the time this comes around, though, Chris, when we get, you know, getting there, night game, the atmosphere starting to build.
There's no place better.
No,
there's just no place better, mate. And you know what? I love going to the Premier League games and all that type of stuff, but there's a completely different vibe around European football, and there's a great vibe around cup football as well. Like, you go and just different people getting to go to games makes that atmosphere a little bit better. And you know what? When we see fans outside the game and stuff, the night games are always the best, regardless, as well. So they're the ones that I always look forward to. There's also an edge in
European games, because you're never quite sure what the opposition is going to be like.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be like, you know, when going way back into the 60s and you played a team called Ajax and everyone called them Ajax, and you thought, we're going to murder these, and we got beat 5-0 or 5-1 away from home. And then you thought, well, we still wipe the floor with them when they come to Anfield, and then it was 2-2. And that was that Johan Cruyff. And you'd never heard of him, didn't know anything about him. And suddenly there he is on the pitch and you think, bloody hell.
Yeah.
You know, I can't that's wait. What European football is about for me. It's just the unknown.
Yeah. And like I say, for me, we've talked about this a bit this season about how it's about time we need to start creating these memories. We need to start, because I think we've got a lot of cynical fans at the moment. And I understand. I've done you know, hours on this over the summer or what have you. But I think people do edge towards negativity a bit too quickly. And it's because I think there's a younger generation who just haven't had that taste of success and haven't experienced it the way that we have. This is where we start to put that right. I thought, again, Hoffenheim, second leg in particular, was a great example of what we are capable of as a unit. And that's fans to players, the management team. There's another opportunity for us to put a real stake in the ground here. We get this done and everyone's talking about how we're a dominant force again. Man City's completely gone and moved on, and we get to move on to the next game and the next game and the next game with positivity and fire in our bellies. So let's do that.
And a home baked pie.
supporting grassroots, then obviously we've mentioned this a few times, but we are sponsoring AFC Liverpool for this season, local non-league side. You can buy iron shirts or iron them yourself from our merch shop, which is Chris?
Online.
At what address?
RedmenTVshop.bigcartel.com.
The Redmen TV shop.
In the description.
Yeah, so there you go. Get involved with that. Get your own AFC Liverpool sponsored shirt by us and be good and be happy.
In order. Nice. Yeah. Next time.
Yoda, motherfucker. yeah, obviously support local non-league football sport, AFC Liverpool, and support the Redmen TV as well. Beast, enjoyed that, gents. Can't wait to watch the match, and everything will hopefully be much more rosy after another 90 minutes of football. Fingers crossed. Anyway, thanks for watching. Thanks for subscribing. You can subscribe, of course, by clicking the icon on the screen. Watch more content. Check out the Start 11 and beyond, and we'll see you soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.